Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. In 2017, we're celebrating 25 years of helping people win. Today, we have a great word from Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, would you let us know? Send us an email at story@gutschurch.com.
How church works is God puts somebody in a leadership position, and that leadership carries a ministry gifting, and it's prophetic, it's apostolic, it's evangelistic, it's pastoral, it's teaching, and but it's to lead and guide. It's to lead as almost a messenger, as almost a spokesman, kind of the hear ye deal. And I'm assuming that position today. Okay, it's a delegated position. Okay, I say I'm assuming it because I know who God's called me to be. I know what he's called me to do. I know it's to help you fulfill the purpose on your life. That's it. I know the purpose on my life, and it's some of you guys, it's to get you on track. Some of you guys, it's to, but I'm just telling you what I'm going to do. If you're in depression or you're in anxiety or you're in fear, whatever other kind of junk you might be in, I'm leading you out today. Okay, I'm taking that role. I'm going to take a leadership role today, and I'm going to lead you out of what you've been in. And listen, and you'll say, I think my life's pretty good. Okay, well, we're going to elevate it. We're going to reach a little higher. We're going to go a little harder. There's a part of this in this you have to understand that the world talks about the grind. Well, the kingdom talks about asking, seeking, and knocking. That's the grind in the kingdom. It's ask and keep asking. It's seek and keep seeking. It's knock and keep knocking. And you'll think, well, yeah, I knocked 30 years ago and I gave my life to the Lord and everything's and I just kind of let it go, let God do his deal. No, we got to keep knocking. We've got to keep asking and keep seeking. And you have to understand that this word today is going to be relevant to you. And I'll tell you why. It's not because I can get all trendy, okay? You know that's probably not going to happen. All right? It's because, listen, the word is alive and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. But understand this, you know God. See, this isn't just a bunch of yahoos in here today. You're not in here going, well, shoot, what? I didn't know what this is. No, you know you're at church, okay? And you know God. You may not know him well, but you know him. You hear his voice. You may not recognize it sometimes. You may not be able to sift through with all the other voices in your life, but you know God. You know him. You know his voice. You hear his voice. See, this is easy for me. All I've got to do is tap into that. All I've got to do, some of you guys, I'll tell you what we'll do. Man, we'll throw you over our shoulder and carry you out of where you are. But you're not staying in anxiety. You're not staying in depression. You're not staying in sickness. You're not staying in fear. You're not staying in hatred. You're not staying in bigotry. You're not staying there. You're getting free today. I'm just telling you. See, this isn't a democracy. I'm not going, well, hey, what do you guys want me to speak on today? I guarantee you could tear a page out of the Bible and put it on that podium and I could preach it. All right, this has been a long time me doing this. But you know what? That's not God's heart. It's not God's heart for you to find some word off the rack. That's why the Bible says don't be of many teachers. There's a lot of teachers. There's a lot of, I like to call them boy leaders, okay? That's just how it works for me. There's a lot of foxhole leaders. There's a lot of huddle leaders, but not many fathers. And this is what you're getting today. What you're getting today is truly a father leader that it's like, look, we're not going to negotiate, okay? We're going to rightly divide the word of truth, and you're getting out of where you are. If you've been lonely, you better be ready to say goodbye to it today. You better be ready to go, I've got to rework my whole identity now. Shoot. Man, I thought if I came to church, I'd get some sympathy. Please don't expect sympathy here. Please don't. Sympathy focuses on the problem. No, empathy and true love focuses on the solution. See, that's what we need today. We don't need sympathy. Man, we need the solution. And I know that there's people that go, well, if you're not going to be sympathetic, then I get it. I really do. Our flesh craves that. Man, our flesh, man, we crave compliments. We crave sympathy. We crave attaboys. You know, a problem with this is the way God does things is the way he does them. Anything and everything. And see, and I believe that's true for us too. But you know, God says to train up a child in the way he should go. See, we put too big an emphasis on celebrating our children. Bible doesn't ever say for us to celebrate our kids. Yeah, there's an affirmation. Fathers, I'll tell you, you have to affirm your kids. And I'll tell you, I don't care how old they are. Your kids may be in their 20s or 30s or 40s. You continue to affirm their kids. And God's going to affirm you. But that training aspect of it is something we need. And that discipline aspect, where it's like, wait a second, we're not leaving you here where you are. We're not gonna leave you here and let you just bleed out. We're not just gonna leave you here and let you wallow in what you're wallowing in. But you know what? You've got to make the choice whether you want to go. You've got to make the choice on whether you want to hook up. See, and you hook up today, I'll tell you, the enemies that you've seen, you'll see no more. In Jesus' name. And I guarantee dead gum to it. I'll tell you, the heart of God is for you to know him. For you to know his nature. Because there's people that'll tell you that, man, you could get a bad diagnosis and somebody say, well, God's going to use that. Well, sure. My goodness. I mean, honest to goodness, that is such a lame and a weak ministry stand. God's going to use your life to teach you and train you. But the deal is he's going to get you out of that hole. He's going to lift you up out of the miry clay of that bad diagnosis and set your feet on a rock. But you know what? On that rock, why? Now, because I can get some traction. I can get moving. Man, I could live my life now. See, the key is where you are. You stay there long enough, it's going to get sour. It's going to get stale. Man, your marriage, it might have gotten sour and it might have gotten a little stale. Well, you know what you've got to do? Man, you've got to take steps. Man, you've got to come out of that place where it's a little mildewed, it's a little stanky. So what do you got to do? Man, you've got to go to greater places. See, otherwise you're going to lose your joy. You stand still anywhere long enough, the joy's not in it anymore. That's where that step of faith comes in. We have to know the nature of God. We have to know who God is. And we all know that God is love. And that love is an unconditional love that never changes, never runs out on you. Man, that love is always there. God loves you. Hey, please get over whatever you're dealing with. God loves you. See, God didn't send his son in the world to judge the world, to condemn the world. No, he didn't send his son as a judge. He could have. He sent his son as a savior. I mean, think about that. He didn't send Jesus into the world to judge us, but to save us, to deliver us. Man, some of you guys, you're living a life of confusion. Well, let me bring a little bit of clarity and light to that, that the devil is the author of confusion. Jesus is the author of our faith, of our trust. See, if you're confused, it's like, whoa, whoa, stop. Nope, I got to listen to what this guy's saying because I've lived in confusion. Well, let me just tell you, you're his child. You hear his voice. He's a good dad. You hear his voice. Don't go, well, I've never heard the voice of God. I want to play the bull card. Everyone in here has heard God's voice. It's real to you in your life. But the deceiver, you know, remember the liar, your enemy? He's going to deceive you into knowing you hear God's voice. Man, you get up every day and say, God, I thank you that I'm your son. God, I'm strong in you and the power of your might. I hear your voice today, God. God, your spirit directs me and leads me and guides me in all truth. God, I thank you that as I'm waking up this morning, God, you're forearming me and you're forewarning me for whatever's to come. And see, now that storm starts building and you're thinking, man, I've already got an awareness. I've already got a warning. So you know what you do? Man, you're dug in. Man, you're firmly rooted and grounded in faith, the rock of Christ Jesus. Now that storm blows, huffs and puffs like a fairy tale. And nothing happens. Because your life is built on the rock of Christ Jesus. You have to know the truth. The truth is no good to you unless you know it, unless you live it. You have to believe it in your heart. You have to confess it with your mouth. I'm strong in you, God. God, I thank you that you sent your word to heal me and deliver me of all my destructions. God, I thank you that my pain, my sorrow has all been absorbed by the cross. And you know what? By whose stripes I was healed. God, I received that by faith. God, I thank you. I walk in health in Jesus' name. The first time you say that, let me tell you, all of hell shakes. Because the last thing the devil needs is for the body of Christ to latch a hold of God's healing provision for everybody every time. Because let me tell you something, if we're walking around healthy, let me tell you something, if people are healed because we put our hands on them, if they begin to recover because our hands are on them, let me just tell you something, the world's gonna take notice. The world's wanting to treat healthcare, and you know what? Man, the church is here just to bring perfect health. Divine health. Can anybody say yes about that? Yes. Man, I'm telling you, Hebrews 11:6, that we have to know, look, we live by faith. Man, that's what pleases God, is our trust. God, I'm not trusting how I feel. I'm not trusting my symptoms. I'm not trusting my emotions. I'm not trusting what I see. I'm trusting what you've said, God. That pleases God. And we have to know this, listen, that he's the rewarder. And he rewards those who diligently seek him. And the key here is diligently seek him. You've got to have a serious relationship with God. It can't be on again, off again. It can't be once in a while. It can't be church services. It can't be when you read a devotion. It can't be just your quiet time. It's got to be through. Are you guys listening? Because let me tell you something. I'm leading right now. Man, some of you guys right now, I'm telling you, things are starting to shake loose in the foundation of your life. And it's time for you to get on the right dadgum track. Because I'll tell you what, the world needs a strong church. World doesn't need a sick church. Man, the church has got to be a place the sick come to it and get free. See, that's who we've got to be. Without faith, it's impossible for us to please God. God's heart is always to reward us. Man, you need to be able to tell people what your reward was from yesterday. Let me tell you how God rewarded me in January. Man, God's reward in our lives, and you think about this. Man, we've got a daughter that's just days from having a baby. And you know something I'd like to tell you, that Sandy's heart's beating on the front row of this church service right now, but it's probably being at that house in New Jersey waiting for those contractions. So, but why? Because, that's what God puts in us. God wants to birth something in you. God wants to do something in your life that is so dynamic. But let me just tell you, man, the why is the vision. The why is because the world's got to hear about Jesus. We've got to become his spokesman, but we've got to be living epistles, read of all men. Man, my life is an open book, but guess what? And guess what? I hate the vulnerability I live in. I hate the shots that people can take at me. And you know what? I can't hit back. I can't respond. Because I don't see where Jesus ever did. So people could just take pot shots. Well, you know what I heard about that church? You know what I heard about him? You know what I heard they said? Well, you've got to know that it's nothing like what was said or nothing like what happened. But you know something? The devil's going to deceive people, and those people feel like they have a voice because they can get on the internet. They could use Facebook or use whatever other kind of social media. And let me just tell you something. That doesn't honor God. What honor God's is us living. God is us living an upright life. Our social media doesn't honor God. Clean hands and a pure heart honors God. Speaking the truth in love honors God. And oh, I could do that on social media. I'm not railing against social media. I'm just telling you that platform is skewed. And you could buy likes and followers and. That's not influence. Let me tell you what influence is. Influence is fruit. You hear me? The fruit of your life. Well, I'm a good person. Good. I love good people. Don't you, Sam? I love good people. Most people say I'm a good person, huh? But you know what? You judge a tree by its fruit. If the fruit's good, the tree's good. If the fruit's bad, the tree's bad. If the fruit's non-existent, I can tell you what Jesus did with a tree with non-existent fruit. He said, that tree will never bear fruit again. They walked by it again. It was withered. I'm like, shoot, this is for real. This is crazy. The first step in this is you have to have a serious relationship with God. That's the first step. See, because most people have a relationship with God where it's like, okay, God, this part's mine and this part's yours. You take care of your part, God, and I'll take care of my part. No. You know what Jesus said? The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come to give you life, and that life more abundant. In the Amplified, Jesus said that in John 10:10, he said, life for you to enjoy, that you may enjoy it and have it to the overflowing. Let me ask you this, and don't raise your hands, but how many of you guys in this room, how many of you guys watching the internet, and Skytuck Denton, is your life overflowing with the great things of God? Denton's in Sepulpa. He just went, dear God, I heard my name. No, is your life overflowing? Is your heart overflowing with a good theme? That's where it starts. My heart overflows with a good theme. You got to get out of bed in the morning and say, God, I just thank you for this day because you have made it. God, you have endorsed me for this day. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Greater is he who lives in me than he who lives in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No, that's impossible. Really? Really? I promise you, every person in this room has done something in your life that previous to you doing it, it was impossible. But once somebody does it, oh my gosh, it's not impossible anymore. That's why the word says with man, it's impossible. You know why? Because we talk ourselves into that because the devil deceives us into thinking that. Nobody could ever run a 4-minute mile till Roger Bannister ran a 4-minute mile. Then hundreds of guys, high school kids are doing it now. See, that's what we have to look at. It's like what in your life's impossible? It's not. I'm telling you, I'm leading you out of whatever you were in. You're not leaving here dadgum depressed. Let me just tell you, after church, we're gonna have elders come up, but then we're gonna have bouncers in the back. They're gonna slap that depression out of you. All right, elders up front, bouncers in the back. Any guys wanna be bouncers? Just slap folk. Just say, okay, you're depressed, come here. Okay, I'm not depressed anymore. Man, how about, you go, well, what do you think happened to Saul at the road to Damascus? Jesus blew him back on his back. He's laying on the ground saying, okay, I've had enough. And what did Saul say? Just tell me what to do. I'm telling you what to do. Jesus in Luke 10, verse 19, he said, I'm giving you a little bit of authority because you're a frail little puny little fella. You're just a little boy, man. You can't handle very much. I'm just going to give you a little bitty tiny. I'm going to get this eyedropper worth of authority. I'm just going to give you a little bit. So not much is expected of you. No, he didn't say that. You know what he said? He said, I give you the authority. Those are fighting words for me. I'm ready to run to the battle. The Old Testament talks about be like the horse that'll run into the opposing fire. Why? Because that leader commands that horse to do it. Man, some of you guys have been back on your heels just saying, well, you know, there's just not many places for me to be able to serve. There's just not much for me to be able to do. You're doggone right. Because you got no vision. Without a vision, what happens? Bad news, dog. You perish. Man, I got a big vision. And I got a vision to plant 4 churches in one day. And you'll say, well, why? Because no one's ever done it. Let's go do it. Well, what does that take? It takes about $1 million. It's about $250,000 a piece. It takes 4 great teams. Well, we could be like the first century church. Well, look, there's not many noble among us. Yet they were those who turned the world upside down. And they went from village to village and home to home and set the tone. The whole known world heard about Jesus in that first generation of the church. And here we are. Behold, I give you the authority. You ready for this authority? To trample. You guys love that word? Huh? Man, you know one of those churches, we'll just start it, just call it Trample Church. To trample on serpents and scorpions. How many of you guys got little issues in your body? Can I see your hands? How many of you guys got little things in your life that it's just depressing? How many of you guys have some anxieties? How many of you guys have some fears? How many of you guys got some issues? How many of you guys are lonely? Those are serpents and scorpions. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the evil one. And nothing will by any means harm you. I'll tell you what right now. This has got to come alive in your life. Man, don't freak out because demons are subject to you in my name. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name's written in heaven. You are never gonna die. Yeah, just sit there and think, oh, okay. We'll be done at noon. I may keep you to one. I got nothing to do. I got nothing going on. Your butt is mine today. I'm telling you right now. You're not going to sit here and stay the way you dadgum are. I'm not kidding you. And you know what? That cheesy little Baptist smile of yours isn't going to get it over. That doesn't matter to me. You know what I want you to do? I want you to leave here and win. I want you to leave here and win big. I want you to leave here and carry the victory that Jesus won at Calvary. When Jesus said, it is finished, guess what? It's your play now. It's your choice now. What are you going to do with this power that you've been given? What are you going to do? Well, but, you know, I've been under attack. Well, you know, I've been hurt. You know, the church has hurt me. You know, they don't let me sing. And now they let that little four-foot girl up there sing. I know she's pretty good, but she isn't even full grown. She might be standing right now and no one would even notice her. Can't have a little tiny, little minuscule, little. Let me tell you something. That girl's heart. I don't know her. Her name's Little Nikki. And she's like this tall. And she says hi to me and thinks we're going to have a conversation. I say, Nikki, no. We don't talk. I preach, you sing, okay? Get after it. And her heart, man, she's up here singing. When the instruments are supposed to be going and that guy's riding those cymbals way too much and everything that we're doing, we're up here. And she's up, you know what she's saying? God, you're the best. God, you're amazing. God, you're the best. You're the best thing out there. And I'm looking up there, I'm thinking, here, God, she's selling me. And I'm sold. I'm not a shopper. Look at me. I didn't shop for this. I'm not a shopper. I'm a buyer. I just know what I want. I go buy it. It doesn't take any time. I go shopping with Sandy and Vanessa, and Vanessa does this. Let me tell you something. It could be an Olympic event for her. She'll go to the rack of clothes, and she'll do this. Watch. You think I'm playing? I'm not playing like this. And it's driving me crazy. She'll get out, she'll look at it, she'll look at it, she'll look at it, she'll look at it, she doesn't like it. I'm like, sheesh, Louise, this is driving, I could cuss. Pick something out. I'll say, here, Sandy, this is what I'm going to do. She'll go, Bill, whoa, we got to see it first. No, I can see it. I got it. I'm going to take my time. You're here till 1. The Bible says this, real simple. Put on the whole armor of God. Because you're going to take some hits. Put on the whole armor of God. Because the devil's going to huff. And he's going to puff. He's going to try to blow your life to smithereens. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to successfully stand against the wiles of the evil one. Okay, number one, if you're taking notes, Nothing will by any means harm you. Number two, you'll stand successfully against every attack that comes on your life. So, there. And listen, I don't know how many points there are. There's no points in my notes. I'm making it up as I go along. But there's no bad news here. You hear me? There's no wiggle room here. You're not going to be able to leave here and make an excuse. Nothing will by any means harm you. That's all inclusive. You're like, well, where's the fine print? Okay, I'll tell you the fine print. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Now you don't have to play defense anymore. Why? Because you got the armor of God now. Put on the whole armor of God. That means you've got to know God. I guarantee you, we could get you guys in groups of four or five, and you could list the whole armor of God. My waist is girded with the belt of truth, and I've got the breastplate of righteousness, and I've got the helmet of salvation. We could all say that, but let me tell you, it's not real in most people's lives. Otherwise, you're not going to be whining about some attack you have. Well, I've had the flu. Well, I got a tumor. Let me just tell you, when they name it, you win. Because Jesus is the name above all names. Did they name in your life? How many of you guys have had a diagnosis where they named it? That means you win. Because you know what? You got a trump card. You got that get out of sickness free card. You have to know God. You have to know who you are in Christ. You have to truly affect your circumstances. Instead of your circumstances affecting you. Man, I'll tell you, Flo could sit here right now and he could just let me just slap him all day. Just slap him. Just slap like this. And you know what? He can handle it because he's tough. He's going to grind. I'm a grinder. I can tough it out. But all he's got to do is he's got to stand. That's all he's got to do. Then he's like, whoa, I don't know how to hit now. I only know how to slap when you're down. You get up. You stand. Now guess what? He's taken a successful stand against all the wiles of the evil one. It's all about our position. You position yourself here. Oh, it's easy. This is fun too. I can do this all day. And he can too, but at some point he's going to go, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. That's why the Bible says he's just got to stand. He's got to stand against all the wiles of the evil one, and nothing will by any means harm him. And now, you know what? Instead of us trying to slip through life and just kind of, hey, what are you doing? I'm just trying to make it. I'm just serving the Lord. I'll make a little sacrifice. No, you know what? We trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the wild. Man, we make a mess of everything he's trying to do in our lives. We have to affect our circumstances. Devil throws a blow at you, you put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. Man, it's real simple. Go back to Ephesians 6 with me. Let's look at Ephesians 6. Let's start at verse 13. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. I don't care who got elected. I don't care if you like it, you don't like it. I'm telling you, the Bible's clear. Whether it was 1960, 1970, 1980, 1990, 2017, the day is evil. The world is dark. It is broken. That you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all, that's just do what's right. Make the right decision. And having done all, stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with the truth. You cinch up that truth and you're ready to go. What do you got? And that's where it starts. It starts with the truth. Man, you cinch it up. The breastplate of righteousness. Think about that. It's not something you've earned. It's not what you deserve. You get to put this breastplate on. Now, guess what? Man, all your vital organs are protected. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh my gosh, everywhere my foot lands now, I bring peace. Oh wait, it's just my home. It's so stressful. The office is so stressful. My business is so stressful. Yeah, it is until your feet land there. Any of you guys crawling into your office on your belly like a reptile or something? Huh? No, you're walking into your office, so your feet are landing. Everywhere your foot lands, oh, peaceful situation. Oh, peace just came in. It's peace like a river. It's peace that's beyond your understanding. And you let that peace guard your heart and mind. Now it's like, oh, this next step's going to be due. Oh, no, it's peaceful. No, it's peaceful. No, it's peaceful. Keep stepping, keep stepping, keep stepping. Why? Because every time you step, what are you stepping on? Serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the evil one. Get in the word, folks. Above all, I love this part, taking the shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one, and nothing will by any means harm you. Then you take, and the word take actually means you receive. You receive the helmet of salvation. You receive the sword of the Spirit. What's the sword of the Spirit? It's the word of God. Man, you got issues, you take the word of God to it. You got problems, you take the word of God to it. You got insecurities, you take the word of God to it. You got marital problems, you take the word of God to it. You got health, you take the word of God to it. You got anxiety, you take the word of God to it. Because let me tell you something, a bad situation doesn't get better with time. Oh, that'll pass in time. It doesn't pass. Man, I got a 95-year-old grandmother that's got all these hurts and all these things. And let me tell you, every time I talk to her, she'll say, Bill, how you doing? I'm doing good, Granny. Well, how are the kids? Oh, the kids are amazing. I'll tell you. Well, how's Sandy? Sandy, I'll tell you, Sandy still loves me. I think things are good. And you know what she'll do? She goes, oh, bull crap. It can't be that good. I'm like, so you know what I got to do? I call my granny and I go, Granny, how you doing? She goes, I'm good. She goes, how are you doing? I said, Taylor, I got a speeding ticket. She goes, those cops, I'll tell you what, they can't find something better to do than giving a fine young man like that a speeding ticket. Granny, he was going 80. There's nowhere you could go 80. He goes, well, I know it, but those cops, I'll tell you, why would they? Well, have him call me. Have him call me. Verse 18, praying always. That I don't know. It's not up there. It should be. That is bolded. That's highlighted in my Bible. Praying always. Now listen, with all prayer and supplication, listen. You listening, Flo? Because I'm going to start slapping you again. Praying always, listen, in the Spirit. And you'll think, okay, is that praying in tongues? Yes. Is that me praying God's word? Yes. Listen, it's praying as God leads you. See, and how's he going to lead you? He's going to lead you in all truth. So what you do is you pray God's word. Say, God, I thank you today that you sent your word and healed me and delivered me of my destructions. And in my Bible, and I wrote this when I was a Christian just a few months, I said, and delivered me of my self-destructions. You know, there's people that go, well, yeah, you smoked all your life. No wonder you've got whatever you've got. God doesn't look at it like that. You'll go to God and say, God, I smoked all my life. I've got some breathing or some lung issues. And God will say, whoa. Let me explain to you about the cleansing blood of Jesus. Let me tell you about the washing of the water of the word. Let me tell you about me making things new for you. I want to do a new thing in you. Won't you see it? I'm going to give you rivers in the desert. I'm going to give you highways in the wilderness. You're like, oh my gosh, it's only good news. How can it just be good news? Because our flesh doesn't love good news. When's the last time you turned on the news and it was good? You know what they've got to do? Well, we're really sorry. We've got a good news. We got a report here that's good news for you. We're going to bring some good news. Why? Our flesh wants to hear about who's up against who and who's battling who and who's calling who a bad name. And you know what? None of that is in the Spirit. So you got to starve your flesh and feed your spirit. We have to understand the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's a thief. The thief comes. He's a deceiver, he's a liar, and he's an accuser. God's not going to have any of it. All God wants you to be is free. Put on the whole armor of God. Go back to Ephesians 6 and read it a couple times and meditate on it. Ask God questions about it. Man, seek him diligently. Man, you got to, how many guys are believing God for a new account? How many guys are believing God for new business? How many guys are believing God for new income? How many guys are believing, is there no one in here? See this right here? This is what I mean. How many of you guys are believing God for promotion? How many of you guys are believing God for debt reduction? How many of you guys are believing God for debt reduction? Man, do you understand it starts with the word? Do you get that? All my need is met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.